Okay, friends. So today we're reading a story called The King Who Banned the Dark.
What does banned mean?
What does banned mean? I'm so pleased that you asked that question. Let me explain. To ban something is to say it is no longer allowed. You may not have it. You may not do it. You may not fill in the blank with whatever this thing is. Like, if I were to say, I am going to ban cookies, that would mean that in our house, there will be no more cookies. Cookies are not ever going to be allowed to be made here or brought into the house or eaten here. No cookies ever under any circumstances. Does it seem like that's a good idea?
No.
I would agree. I think cookies are a great idea in small quantities on an irregular basis. But nevertheless, this person, this king, has decided that that darkness should never be allowed. So let's read about how that has come to be and see what this story is all about. So this story was written and illustrated by Emily Hayworth Booth. And it's read today by Mommy. And yeah, what do you got a name?
Cuddle Cutie.
Cuddle Cutie. The cutest cuddler in the whole land. Are you ready, Cuddle Cutie?
Yeah.
Here we go. There was once a little boy who was afraid of the dark. Now, there's nothing so unusual about that. Most children are afraid of the dark at one time or another in their lives. And I think that might be because when it's dark, you can't really see what's there. And so not knowing can feel a little uncomfortable. Now, some people really like the dark. And some people don't. So let's see what this little boy does. But this little boy was a prince. And he decided that when he became king, he would do something about the dark. He would ban it. On the first morning of his reign, the king told his advisors about his plan.
With the greatest respect, Your Majesty.
If you ban the dark, just like that, the people won't understand.
They'll revolt against you.
But if you make them think it's their idea,
it just might work.
And so the advisors started to spread rumors about the dark.
The dark is scary.
The dark is boring. You can't play in the dark.
Read all about it. The dark is stealing your money. The dark is taking your toys and candy.
What? Now, I didn't know the dark could do things, those things. Did you? Do you think that the dark can do those things? No, yeah. The people had never really worried about the dark before. But all of a sudden, it started to seem like a really bad thing. So they marched to the palace and demanded a ban on the dark.
Very well,
said the king.
From now on, the dark will be banished from this land.
And because everyone had got what they thought they wanted, everyone thought they were happy. And to make sure that it would never be dark again, an enormous artificial sun was installed above the palace.
Bit to the left, then right a bit,
says the guard who's under the palace, trying to help them figure out where to put it.
Oh, dear. I would like to question you on this. Do you believe that they have done the right thing?
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Let's see what happens.
Even when the real sun set, the artificial sun kept shining all day and all night. It glowed in the sky. Curtains were taken down. Anti-dark hats were issued. Lamps shone from every window 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The people stayed up all night celebrating, which was easy because it never got dark. But soon the people were tired of celebrating. In fact, they were all just tired. With the lights on all the time, no one could sleep at all. And with no real nighttime, the days dragged on forever. The people had made a mistake. They realized pretty quickly that they needed the dark back. But if anyone tried to switch their lights off, the light inspectors would pay them a fine. As the king tried to sleep under the glare of 100 light bulbs, he heard shouts from outside the palace.
"Don't worry, Your Majesty," said the advisors. "What we need is a distraction."
To get the people excited about the dark ban again, the advisors decided to throw a big party.
"Great celebration of the dark ban with fireworks, the brightest thing of all."
But the people weren't as silly as the king's advisors thought they were. Whisper by whisper, they hatched their own plans. On the night of the great celebration, the king stood on the roof to watch the fireworks. But now let me ask you this. How do you like to see fireworks?
I like to see them, but I don't like to hear them.
Yeah, I like to see them, but I don't like to hear them too, I agree. Sometimes I cover my ears. But when do you like to see fireworks?
At night.
At night. Now, why is that?
Because if you shoot fireworks in the morning, you can't see anything.
Yeah. In fact, that's what the book says. But the sky was so bright that when the first firework went off, nothing could be seen at all. The king sighed. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the kingdom, a house switched off its lights. The light inspectors knocked on the door. At that moment, the lights in the house next door went off. And the lights in the house next to that. And the house next to that. And the same thing was happening on the street next to that. And the street next to that. The sky began to dim. Do you know what that means?
What?
Well, if something is bright, it can sometimes be dimmed in various ways, which means that the light gets less bright. The light inspectors began to panic and called for backup. All the guards at the palace rushed to help them. And that's when, with the palace unguarded, a small group of people climbed up the walls and switched off the very last switch, which is on the artificial sun. and it says, do not switch off. But they did it anyways, didn't they? The sky went dark. The king shuddered.
We must turn the sun back on, Your Majesty,
shouted the advisors.
We must crush the uprising. We must punish the people. Shh, shh,
said the king. Look. What do you think we're going to see when we turn the page?
Fireworks.
Yes! The lights had gone out just in time
for the grand finale.
What do you think the grand finale is? I'm so glad you don't know. I will tell you. It is the very last part of a fireworks show. And it's when they set off all the fireworks. And it's a huge, big explosion. It's very loud. But it's also very colorful and very bright. And there's all sorts of colors going everywhere. It's beautiful. Instead of punishing everyone, the king lifted the ban on the dark. And now, every year on the same night, the people set off fireworks in the darkness to remind themselves of what they almost lost. The king is still sometimes a bit scared of the dark, but he sleeps with a nightlight these days. If only he'd done that in the first place, this whole mess could have been avoided. Now, I like to sleep with a nightlight in the hallway so that if I get up and get a glass of water, I don't trip on something and I can see where I'm going. And you like to keep a nightlight in your room, don't you? And in the bathroom in case you have to go potty. That's smart, too. But, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of in the dark because, after all, the dark is just the world resting and gearing up for another bright, sunshiny day, isn't it? Yeah. Well, there it is, my friends. We hope you enjoyed our story. And this is the end.